Coming up, a government party TD has urged the finance minister to hold a mini budget to deal with the cost of living. New rules are coming into force on Donegal's blue flag beaches, which include restricting access for dogs. The Taoiseach says it's the government's objective to provide adequate resources to Letterkenny University Hospital. A senior detective says new developments in technology and DNA are being used in the ongoing investigation into the murder of Andrew Allen. And a court has heard a Garda file on the murder of Aisling Murphy in Tullamore is to be handed to the DPP within the next 10 days. Good evening, Oisin Kelly will be here too with all the latest in sport. Returning to our top story though, and a government party TD has urged the finance minister to hold a mini budget to deal with the cost of living. Nessa Hourigan says there needs to be rises in the minimum wage and child benefit, among other targeted measures. The government has no plans to hold a mini budget, but will announce a series of measures tomorrow aimed at cushioning people from rising inflation. Tánaiste de Leo Varadkar says they'll aim to make sure there is something for everyone in the announcement.
People on fixed incomes and social welfare are hit harder by fuel price increases, so there will be a broad element so everyone benefits. There will also be a target element so that those most in need will benefit the most. And I think that's the I think that's the right approach.
Meanwhile, Donegal Deputy Thomas Pringle has supported a People Before Profit motion to increase the minimum wage to €15. Speaking in the Dáil today, Deputy Pringle said the minimum wage must meet the rate of inflation. He referenced comments made earlier in the week by Junior Minister Sean Fleming, who said people should shop around. Deputy Pringle said the words were insulting and almost inhumane to people who are genuinely struggling to make ends meet. He told the Dáil that for people in Donegal, shopping around is simply not an option.
The government has once again completely neglected rural Ireland. The idea of shopping around completely ignores people living in rural areas in this country who don't have the option even if they wanted to. In my constituency of Donegal, there are many areas that would only have one local shop. For example, if you're living in Glenconkill, your nearest supermarket is in Killybegs, which is over 25 kilometres away. And in order to shop around, then you would have to travel to the next nearest supermarket in Donegal Town, which is over 50 kilometres away. That is a round trip of over 100 kilometres, a trip that nobody should have to make, especially given the astronomical cost of fuel at the minute as well, which the government insists on. Rural Ireland, once again, is suffering the consequences of neglect, negligent and incompetent government. Raising the minimum wage would go a long way to helping rural Ireland repopulate and rebuild, and it would significantly help all those struggling with the rising cost of living. This shockingly includes many of our staff here in the Oireachtas as well. It would be completely disingenuous for us all to stand here and discuss the minimum wage without acknowledging the fact that our own assistants are getting paid a mere $11.75 an hour, and that this motion would affect them too. Before Christmas, we all came in and sang their praises. We nodded and agreed that they deserved so much better. And we are now in February and there has still been no movement on this because, once again, we failed to put our money where our mouth is. The union asks are not complicated, so I would ask that the government and HR meet them. And I would ask them that the minimum wage be raised in order to make life in this country a bit more bearable for people who need it.
A senior detective says new developments in technology and DNA are being used in the ongoing investigation into the murder of Andrew Allen outside Buncrana 10 years ago today. The 24-year-old was shot dead in front of his partner at his home at Linksview Park in Lisfannan on the 9th of February of 2012. A number of arrests have been made in the intervening period, and Detective Inspector Pat O'Donnell says several lines of inquiry are being pursued.
We've arrested six people, questioned them in relation to the murder. We're now making an appeal to the public in both Buncrana and Derry City areas to come forward and assist us. And we hope that the passage of time will help people to come forward and they won't be as inhibited as they were back in 2012. As well, we're looking at new developments in technology and in DNA. So things are moving on nicely, Greg. I know it's a slow process, but these cross-border investigations tend to be that way.
All right, take us back to the day, February 9th. What happened?
You had Andrew Allen. He was with his partner in Buncrana, Linksview Park, which is basically on the Fawn side of Buncrana. It's an estate on the left-hand side there overlooking the sea, the beach. He was there in his bedroom. It was around 9 o'clock in the evening. It was dark and A knock came to the door, someone tried to kick in the door, and then there was a number of shots fired through the bedroom window, and tragically, Andrew was fatally injured. There was a statement released by Republic of Against Drugs, which are now the new IRA in Derry, making out false allegations that Andrew was a drug dealer.
A court has heard a Garda file on the murder of Aisling Murphy in Tullamore is to be handed to the DPP within the next 10 days. The man accused of killing Miss Murphy on the 12th of January appeared before Cloverhill District Court this morning. Andrew Louth reports.
Joseph Puska of Lionley Grove, Mucklagh and County Offaly appeared in court for the third time accused of Aisling Murphy's murder. The court was due to hear of DPP directions in relation to this case, but Court Sergeant Owen Murphy said a file would be submitted in the next 10 days. Before this, Solicitor Roy O'Neill for the accused told Judge Patricia Cronin that it was unsatisfactory that a file had not been prepared yet. Mr O'Neill added that the defence would expect progress on this soon. Mr Puska, who is 31, has been further remanded in custody to appear in court again on Wednesday, February 23rd. Andrew Lyd, Cloverhill District Court.
The Taoiseach says it's the government's objective to provide adequate resources to Letterkenny University Hospital. Micheál Martin was responding to concerns over what's been described as a scaling back of services at the hospital. In the Dáil, Deputy Thomas Pringle made particular reference to the backlog in eye appointments and treatment at Letterkenny, which he previously raised on Highland Radio last week. The Taoiseach says the hospital is a key facility for the North West, and he will be relaying the matter to the Health Minister.
Investment has increased in Letterkenny. The investment has increased in hospitals across the country. Quite dramatically. Letterkenny is a key hospital in the North West. You know, genuinely, I mean, I would have been familiar with it in my own time. It's a very, very important hospital for the North West, and it's our desire and objective to provide the requisite resources to the hospital. I will talk to the Minister for Health.
If Donegal is to retain blue flag status on its beaches, Donegal County Council has to comply with new criteria set out by Antashka. As a result, new rules are coming into force, which include restricting access for dogs and other pets other than assistance dogs to blue flag beaches or in the blue flag area if it's part of a larger beach. The rule applies during the bathing season only. Michaela Clark has more details.
Donegal currently has the joint highest number of blue flags nationally, with 12 beaches in the county holding the award. Pets will be restricted from accessing a portion of the beaches in question from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. each day from the 1st of June to the 15th of September. This will include supervision by beach lifeguards plus a buffer either side. The beaches where these restrictions will apply are Rosnoula, Merva, Fintra, Portnew Narn, Carrickfinn, Killahoy, Marble Hill, Downings, Portsallan, Rathmullen, Lisfannan and Kildaff. Given the size of two of the smaller beaches, Bundoran and Srouve, there is not sufficient space to fulfil compliance with the blue flag criteria and also allow for an additional area for pet access. Donegal County Council will implement these measures for the 2022 bathing season.
The chairperson of the Donegal Green Party believes the new insulation and retrofit scheme announced by government yesterday will be practical for homeowners and help in cutting the cost of home heating. Up to half the cost of a full retrofit will be covered in the Home Energy Upgrade Scheme, with 80% of some smaller projects like attic insulation to be paid out. Low-cost loans will also be available from the summer to help people meet the rest of the cost of upgrades. Chair of the Donegal Green Party, Michael White, says the scheme will work in partly tackling the rising cost of living.
We think it's really good, and it's a practical thing that will be good for people in Donegal too. There's two main elements to it. One is you can get up to 80% of the costs for small improvements like attic insulation or external insulation, and up to 50% of the costs for a full retrofit. So that's really good.
And indeed, with the cost of living on the up and up, there is no doubt that there is an urgency to get this scheme rolled out so that households can benefit from this as soon as possible.
Yeah, say if you take the 80% for the attic insulation costs and the external insulation costs, you could get that done in the next few months. The cost to the homeowner will end up being maybe €200 or €300 max, because the rest of it's paid for by the grants. And that could have an impact of, they say, between a quarter and a half of your heating bills could be reduced. So that would be, like, that would be an immediate practical thing. I suppose the weather's so cold at the moment, anybody in a house that's feeling draft or whatever would see the benefit of that immediately, and it reduces the amount you have to spend on fuel.
A Donegal deputy is calling for a dull debate on the two recent police ombudsman reports in the north. A new report from the police watchdog examined 8 attacks in South Belfast in which 11 people were killed and found evidence of collusive behaviour by police. It is the second damning report from the ombudsman following the publication of Operation Greenwich last month. Speaking in the Dáil, Deputy Padraig McLaughlin says there needs to be a proper debate on the findings.
It makes for devastating reading. 8 RUC special branch agents involved in 27 murders and attempted murders following so close after the report on Operation Greenwich, which also dealt with a elected representative from Donegal. So I'm asking, there's plenty of time in the schedule this week. Can we have a dedicated debate in this chamber on those two ombudsman reports?
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Cross the finish line in style with trainers from michaelmurphysports.ie.
Fast approaching 5:15, time for sport. We say good evening, Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Catherine. We're going to start with League of Ireland football. Sligo Rovers say they will no longer be accepting sponsorships from gambling companies. They say such deals could have a detrimental effect on their fan base. Sligo say they've recently turned down 2 large sponsorship offers from gambling companies. Shamrock Rovers have today welcomed the decision to overturn the stadium ban imposed for fan disorder. Their opening game of the season was set to be played behind closed doors due to some of their fans setting off fireworks last season in the match against Waterford at the RSC. Instead, the Hoops fine has been increased to €5,000 and fans can attend next Friday's game with UCD. In Scotland tonight, the battle between the Old Firm rivals for top spot in the Premiership resumes. Celtic hold a 1-point lead heading into their trip to play Aberdeen, while Rangers will hope to make the most of any slip-up when they host Hibs. Celtic boss Ange Postecoglou wants to see improvements from all areas of his team tonight. That's despite the leaders having won their last 6 top-flight games. Postecoglou says there's much more to come from his side.
We've still got players who have literally been with us less than a month. We've still got players who, you know, are sort of beginning to get into the season who missed a huge chunk of the first half of the year.
Other games tonight in Scotland, Hearts to go on bottom side Dundee, Motherwell are at Dundee United, Ross County face Livingston and St Mirren play St Johnstone. West Ham say they have fined Kirk Zouma for the maximum amount possible, which is believed to be 2 weeks' wages. The defender's cats have also been seized after a shocking video was shared online of him kicking and slapping one of the animals. West Ham drew intense criticism for their decision to play Zouma in last night's Premier League match with Watford. The club say his fine will be donated to animal welfare charities and he is extremely remorseful. Manchester City can re-establish a 12-point lead at the top of the Premier League tonight. Pep Guardiola's side welcome Brentford to the Etihad. Elsewhere, in-form Norwich can move out of the bottom 3 with a win at home to Crystal Palace. Tottenham face Southampton and Aston Villa will play Leeds. The 2020 Donegal Senior Football Championship final saga seems to be at an end. Kilcar GA Club released a statement last night in response to the Donegal CCC's fining of Niamh Connell. They said they are shocked and appalled at the decision to fine Niamh Connell and allow the Glenties Funtown side to keep the title of Senior Champions for 2020. They say the fine imposed of €5,000 is the most lenient of penalties. The club were highly critical of the CCC and the process, but added they will not appeal the ruling again, saying it's in the best interests of our club. Former St Union's manager and player Brendan Kilcoyne says Kilcar's decision not to appeal is for the betterment of football in the county.
I think, Oisin, like all Gaels in the county, I think there's a sense of relief that this is now finished and done with and we can all move on. As you said, it's a detailed, in-depth report that Kilcar issued yesterday evening and I read through it, and obviously they still have their grievances, but you know, they've accepted it, move on. 2020 seems a good while away ago now, Oisin, and you know, both teams now are under new management. They want a fresh start, and I think it's the right approach. I think you know, they've come out, they've said their bit, and it's time to move on, as I said, for all Gaels. And, you know, it's for the betterment of football in the county that this is put to bed and resolved for once and for all.
The Formula One, Lando Norris, has committed his future to McLaren. The British driver has signed a new contract until 2025. Norris, who's only 22, says his ambition is to win championships. While at the Winter Olympics, Seamus O'Connor recorded a 15th place finish in the snowboarding halfpipe competition at the Games in Beijing earlier. The American-born 24-year-old is the first Team Ireland athlete to have competed at three Winter Games. Tez Arbe ended in 48th position overall in the women's slalom skiing. And that's it from the sports desk for today. Catherine, will have more for you tomorrow morning.
Thanks, Oisin. Returning to news now, it might not be the end of the road for Donegal Town St. Patrick's Day parade. It was feared this year's parade may be cancelled after just six people turned up to a meeting on Monday evening to discuss plans for the celebrations. However, a second meeting is now being held on Tuesday. Jonathan Kennedy, who's part of the organising team, spoke on today's 9 till noon show.
Come to a point where we needed help, and if we didn't put out the message that we did put out the last day, it probably would have gone under because we couldn't have managed it. But what this has done now is people have got excited about it. They says, right, sorry, I didn't realise you were so badly stuck. We didn't realise this there. So what we've done, we've rearranged a meeting next Tuesday night at 8 o'clock in the Central Hotel in Donegal Town. For generally interested people, if they're interested to go and come and help us, then now's the time to shine and now's the time to put your name forward. I say, you'll get to watch the parade, you'll get to go out for drinks afterwards, you'll meet your families, but we need the help for marshalling a couple of junctions and bits and pieces for a couple of hours during the parade, and you can go and enjoy the rest of the day with your family. Nobody's going to be lumbered with a big job or financing or anything like that.
Weather now. Well, cold this evening and tonight with scattered showers. A weather warning is in place by Met Éireann. Some of the showers will have hail and perhaps sleet and tow. Further inland, some snow is possible. Blustery at times. Lowest temperatures of -1 to +3 degrees. Closing headlines. A government party TD has urged the finance minister to hold a mini budget to deal with the cost of living. A senior detective says new developments in technology and DNA are being used in the ongoing investigation into the murder of Andrew Allen outside Buncrana 10 years ago today. And a court has heard a Gar the file on the murder of Aisling Murphy in Tullamore is to be handed to the DPP within the next 10 days. That's it for now. We're back with more at 6 p.m. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 9th of February. The death has taken place of Arthur White, Clunelly, Quigley's Point. Arthur's remains will arrive at St. Columbus Church, Drung, tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock to repose overnight. Requiem Mass on Friday morning at 11, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. The death has occurred in England of Margaret McBrearty, Neil Lynch, McBride Street, Raphoe. Margaret's remains will repose at Kelly's Funeral Home, Oakfield, Raphoe, from 5 to 8 o'clock tomorrow evening, with rosary at 8 o'clock. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 10 past 10, travelling via Drumatoland to St Columbus Church, Drumahl, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family Fires Only, please, donations in lieu to the Kevin Bell Repatriation Trust, care of any family member or Kelly's funeral directors. The death has taken place of Charlie Toy, Herbal Shinney, Milford. Charlie will repose at his daughter Tara Wilkie's residence at 1 Ryark na Cuan, Coyle Court, Remelton, from 7 o'clock this evening. Removal from there at 20 past 10 on Friday morning for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Peter's Church, Milford, followed by interment in Milford Cemetery. The death has taken place of James McBride, Jamie, 10 Muckish Terrace, Creasla. His remains will repose in St Michael's Church, Creasla, from 7 o'clock this evening. Funeral Mass there tomorrow morning at 11, with burial afterwards in Doe Cemetery. Mass can be viewed live on mcnmedia.tv. The death has taken place of Catherine Wilkin, née Alcorn, Mara Rorty, Creasla. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral service in St John's Church, Ballymore, on Friday afternoon at 2 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 10 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to Surgical 2, Letterkenny University Hospital, and the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or James Harkin, funeral director. The death has occurred of Peter O'Donnell, Adderwell, Duhurry. Peter's remains are reposing at his residence. House private to family and neighbours, please. Funeral Mass tomorrow morning at 11 in Chalkpubble, Columkilneva, Ballinafina, with burial afterwards in Glenties Cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed on the Chalkpubble, Columkilneva, Ballinafina, Fintown Facebook page. The death has occurred of Eileen Catterson, née Irwin, 17 Polly Arnon Road, Castledurg. Funeral from her late home tomorrow morning at 11:15 for Requiem Mass at 12 noon in St Patrick's Church, Castledurg. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The Mass can be viewed via the parish webcam. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Marie Curie Cancer Care, care of any family member, or Charles Lynch, funeral director. The house is strictly private, please. The death has occurred of Sally Dolan, Dunmore, Falcarra. Her remains are reposing at her home. Rosary tonight at 9, with house private after the rosary until 11 o'clock. Funeral Mass tomorrow in St Finian's Church, Falcarra, at 12 noon, with burial in the adjoining cemetery. The death has taken place of Mary Duffy, née Houston, 19 Drummond Road, Dunamana, and formerly of Lettermore, Drumkeen. Funeral from her home tomorrow morning at 10:20 for Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Killena, at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Ward D, Royal Victoria Hospital, Belfast, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Wake and funeral are strictly private, please. Requiem Mass can be viewed live via the Donaghadee Parish YouTube channel. And the death has taken place of Jean Davidson, née Kerr Carr, late of Helen Street, Derry, and Carrick Finn, County Donegal. A funeral from her home at 25 Helen Street, Derry, tomorrow morning at 10:20 to St Eugene's Cathedral for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the city cemetery. For more details, including any family health guidelines for